Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. It is time to get your Bibles and turn to Luke chapter 15. And as we're reading from Luke chapter 15, we're going to see several parables about things that are lost. There's a lost sheep, there's a lost coin, and there is a lost boy. So, you'll want to follow along with this reading, and then we're going to get into Elam's notes for a Sunday school lesson that he prepared for January the 21st, 1923, on the prodigal son, and this is a temperance lesson, and I'll explain that in just a moment. While you're turning your Bible to Luke chapter 15, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our services. If you're ready now to be a student in the Warren County Radio Bible School, I'll have you know that you are in class session 195. And now, let me read from the book of Luke, chapter 15, and I'll begin in verse 1. Now all the publicans and sinners were drawing near unto him to hear him. And both the Pharisees and scribes, murmuring, saying, This man receiveth sinners, and eateth with them. And he spake unto them this parable, saying, What man of you, having 100 sheep, and having lost one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness, and go after that which is lost, until he find it? And when he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth his friends and neighbors together, saying unto them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I say unto you, that even so there shall be joy in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over the 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. Luke chapter 15 and verse 8. Or what woman, having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, doth not light a lamp, and sweep the house, and seek diligently until she find it? And when she hath found it, she calleth together her friends and her neighbors, saying, Rejoice with me, for I have found the piece which I lost. Even so I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. Luke chapter 15 and verse 11. And he said, A certain man had 2 sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of thy substance that falleth to me. And he divideth unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there he wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that country, and he began to be in want. And when he went and joined himself unto one of the citizens of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husk of that swine, and did eat, and no man gave unto him. But when he came to himself, he said, How many hired servants of my father have bread enough and to spare? I perish here with hunger. I will arise and go to my father, and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight. I am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But while he was yet afar off, his father saw him, and was moved with compassion, and ran, and fell on his neck, and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight. I am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said unto his servants, Bring forth quickly the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and make merry, for this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they begin to be merry. Now his eldest son was in the field. And as he came and drew nigh to the house, he heard music and dancing. And he called unto him one of his servants and inquired what things might be. And he said unto him, Thy brother is come, and thy father hath killed the fatted calf, because he hath received him safe and sound. But he was angry and would not go in. And his father came out and entreated him. But he answered and said to his father, Lo, these many years do I serve thee, and I never transgressed a commandment of thine. And yet thou never gave me a kid that I might make merry with my friends. But when this thy son came, who has devoured thy living with harlots, thou killest for him the fatted calf. And he said unto him, Son, thou art ever with me, and all that is mine is thine. But it was meet to make merry and be glad, for this thy brother was dead, and is alive again, and was lost, and is found. That is Luke chapter 15. There is a golden text for this lesson, and it's found in the presence, in the passage that we just read, Luke chapter 15 and verse 10. There is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. And for the devotional reading, we have Psalm 143. And I'll read that psalm to you now. From the American Standard Version of 1901, the inscription calls it a Psalm of David. Hear my prayer, O Jehovah, and give ear to my supplications. In thy faithfulness, answer me, and in thy righteousness, and enter not into judgment with thy servant. For in thy sight no man living is righteous. For the enemy hath persecuted my soul. He hath smitten my life down to the ground. He hath made me to dwell in dark places as those that had been long dead. Therefore is my spirit overwhelmed within me. My heart within me is desolate. I remember the days of old. I meditate on all thy doings. I muse on the work of thy hands. I spread forth my hands unto thee. My soul thirsteth after thee as in a weary land. Selah. Make haste to answer me, O Jehovah. My spirit faileth. Hide not thy face from me, lest I become like them that go down into the pit. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk. For I lift up my soul unto thee. Deliver me, O Jehovah, from my enemies. I flee unto thee to hide me. Teach me to do thy will. For thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me in the land of uprightness. Quicken me, O Jehovah, for thy name's sake. In thy righteousness bring my soul out of trouble. And in thy loving kindness cut off mine enemies. And destroy all them that afflict my soul, for I am thy servant. Now, in the introduction to this Sunday school lesson, this is called a temperance lesson. And we're going to talk about temperance. All should know that temperance means self-controlled, and not only abstinence from intoxicating liquor. Strong drink has slain its multiplied thousands, have sent almost as many to perdition, and has left numerous destitute widows and orphans and ruin behind. This terrible evil has not yet been overcome, but transgression of law has been added to it. This is a very good lesson on temperance, in that it shows what destruction intemperance leads. The lack of self-control led the prodigal son to poverty and want and sin and shame. There can be no greater lesson, and there is not a more important one to be learned than self-controlled. Self-controlled leads to great usefulness and good, peace and salvation, while lack of it leads to the greatest shame and disgrace and misery and woe. We have much to do in exercising self-control. We must control our tongues and temper, our appetites and passions, and bring the whole body into submission to the gospel of Christ. Let me tell you something about temperance and alcohol. While we think of self-controlled in the presence of alcohol, it is more general self-control. But I'll tell you something that intoxicating liquors do to the person that imbibes. They lose their self-controlled. They start off, they lose their judgment. They lose their judgment before their speech is slurred, and before they begin to not see things correctly, and before they begin to stumble around. They may not even feel like that they have been drunk yet, but already their judgment is passing. And with that passing, their self-control is passing. And those who sometimes do not think they are intoxicated, they are nonetheless, and they get themselves in trouble. Just this week, now this is the week I'm recording this, but just this week, there has been one lady killed, and there's been another child, about 4 years old, that was run over by a person that had lost their self-control. And upon testing that woman, they found that she had been under the influence of some kind of intoxicating drug. Oh, it is such a tragedy, and it's a tragedy in Warren County. And when I go down and now see, which was not here a few years ago, I see liquor stores right in McMinnville, and their doors are open. And you know, as long as the liquor stores are open, then the funeral home is going to be open, and the jailhouse is going to be open to receive those going to jail for this, and the divorce courts are going to be open, and the child custody folks that look after the little children that are abused, that's going to be open, and all kind of heartache and misery. Now, some people foolishly go to the Bible and try to find in the Bible a justification for drinking alcoholic beverages for pleasure. They can't do it. And if anyone thinks they can do it, they need to contact me. Listen, send me a text message. And here is the email. You can either send it to the email or you can send a text to this email. Here it is. I'm going to give it to you twice. WMHBOYD@AOL.com. Hear it again. WMHBOYD@AOL.com. And when you send me that message, you send me the verse that you think from the Bible justifies your taking of intoxicating liquors. People call it social drinking, and they think they can drink a little bit and not be intoxicated. Well, we'll talk about that, and I'll show you how you have misunderstood that passage and have drawn some foolish conclusions. I've been through this so many times, and I know some of the passages that people might try to present, but they are not there. It's a perversion of those passages. And so I just challenge you to do it. I've done this several times, and no one has taken me up on this. And I am not surprised. I would be ashamed to try to justify drunkenness. And so if someone had challenged me to that, I wouldn't want to respond to it. But maybe you have no shame, and you will try to show me. And if you're telling people otherwise, well, the Bible says I can drink a little, then listen, stand up, and you show me where the Bible teaches that, and I will show you your error. And in eternity, you will thank me for that. We're out of time now. We're going to return to this story of the prodigal son, this temperance lesson. in our next class.